SRN News, I'm John Scott. Year-over-year inflation reached its lowest level in more than 3 years in July. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Prices still went up last month by 2.9%, but it was the mildest year-over-year inflation figure since March 2021. And at the White House, the president told reporters he wants credit for seeing the prices start to come down.
Yes. I told you we're going to have a soft landing. We're going to have a soft landing. My policies are working. Start right in that way, okay?
Most Americans still hold a negative view of the economy, which is a major issue in this year's presidential election. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, the Mideast region still considered very volatile, with a possible Iranian strike on Israel and ceasefire talks that get underway Thursday. At a news conference, State Department Deputy Spokesman Vedant Patel.
We fully expect these talks to move forward, as they should. And our point of view is that all negotiators should return to the table and bring this deal to conclusion. It is far time for the remaining hostages to be released, which of course include American citizens, and bring relief to the people of Gaza under the deal that is now on the table.
The talks between Hamas and Israel will resume in Qatar with Qatari, Egyptian, and U.S. mediators. The chances of a breakthrough appear slim. For more than a week now, Ukrainian troops have pushed into the Kursk region of Russia, just north of their border, in the most extensive incursion by Kyiv's forces in the war. The advance has shown significant weaknesses in Russia's border defense. In the Caribbean, Hurricane Ernesto, located about 225 miles northwest of San Juan, Puerto Rico. Forecasters are warning of heavy swells along the U.S. East Coast. The Dow had 221 points, the NASDAQ losing 43. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court is asked to decide another religious freedom case.
The state of Wisconsin says Catholic Charities has to pay taxes, specifically to support the state unemployment system. Wisconsin's highest court agrees, stating that Catholic Charities does not qualify for a religious exemption. The ministry has now appealed its case to the U.S. Supreme Court, which has delivered a number of rulings lately in favor of churches and religious groups. Catholic Charities says its First Amendment rights are at stake. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Voters in Arizona will get to decide in November whether to add the right to an abortion up to about 24 weeks in that state's constitution. The Arizona Secretary of State's office has certified nearly 580,000 signatures supporting the ballot measure. Opponents of the proposed amendment say it goes too far and could lead to unlimited and unregulated abortions in Arizona. Arizona currently with a 15-week abortion ban. This is SRN News. Montana's governor continues to rake in outside income as he seeks a second term.
Montana Republican Governor Greg Gianforte reported more than $23 million in income over 4 years, ending in 2022, as the former technology executive seeks re-election to a second term. Tax records released by his campaign show Gianforte has continued raking in money from investments since entering politics a decade ago. He has spent more than $13 million of his own money in two previous runs for governor. Democrat Ryan Bussey, a former firearms executive and the author of Gunfight, is challenging Gianforte in November. I'm Julie Walker.
The federal government expected to announce water cuts soon that could affect some of the 40 million people reliant on the Colorado River, which is suffering from diminishing water flow. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.